This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It's 7:53. Africa's economic outlook is positive, and according to the IMF, almost half of the 40 fastest growing emerging and developing countries are on the continent. But given the risks linked to the over-reliance on resources, the focus on the continent has shifted towards creating ideas-driven economies. And to talk to us about why the continent doesn't need charity, it needs good leadership, is Dr. Martin Davies, who's the Managing Director of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte Africa. Dr. Davies, thank you so much for your time this morning. Perhaps you can take us through some of the significant steps we've made on the continent, either on a political and on an economic side.
Joni, hi Anastasia. Well, this coming week we have a World Economic Forum education module for the young global leaders community from the West, and this is exactly the topic we're talking about, is how is Africa doing in terms of this thing called leadership and development and inclusive growth. Big phrases, but we don't see enough impact, I'm afraid, across the continent. And just to put things in perspective, last week I was with the Minister of Finance of Nigeria. She's recently been appointed. And we had a conversation looking at the developmental changes in Nigeria. And did you know there are over 80 million people in Nigeria under the age of 14? And to begin to get your head around this and think, well, what's the future of young people in Africa? Clearly, it can't once again be linked to very sort of fickle commodity cycles, which we remain in, I'm afraid. It can't be linked, well, we try to make a link towards manufacturing, but that's very difficult, particularly for vast majority of African states. Think hinterland, landlocked economies, very bad infrastructure, and minimal connectivity. And, you know, we talk about how do we get innovation-driven economies, ideas-driven economies, entrepreneurial economies for younger people in the continent. There's no seemingly other option, and this is these are issues we need to discuss, think about, more importantly, implement. The disconnect, however, is that it's very difficult to have young, entrepreneurial-driven societies when you have such old, stagnant leadership in many countries that we talk about, and that, I think, is a challenge.
Are we then, making new economic alliances with other countries as well, so that we can get to a point where there's a lot of interconnectivity between us, and we're also dealing with, creating jobs? I mean, 18 million jobs per year by perhaps even 2035. Are we getting somewhere?
Yeah, I've only said a job for you. Mentioned 18 million jobs across the continent required per year is probably, too conservative, too low an estimate. I think what we're seeing is we need to start to see, stating the obvious, enhanced. And the AU is doing this, I think, to an extent. The EAC, maybe CEDAC less so. They're looking to connect greater, connect Africans, greater connectivity across the continent. This is physical connections. This is flow of capital, of goods, almost like an EU perspective, a so-called four freedoms. Well, that's what we need in our continent, the flow of labor, i.e. people, the flow of capital, the flow of goods, and the flow of services. And that's done through sort of enhanced government government-to-government collaboration, cooperation, and it's not just about Africans connecting, but us connecting to the world. I mean, look at Dubai. Dubai has, in 20 years, has come out of nowhere, has really built itself a role as being a hub for Africa, arguably, and the Middle East and South Asia. Why are not African cities, South Africa aside, Kenya, maybe Nairobi default in East Africa, Addis Ababa aspirational, but why are we not seeing more competition to create regional hubs, to manage these flows I talk about, capital, people, services, goods, etc., in our own region? The hubs are often sitting outside. But again, I think we need to, there's often in our part of the world, I think particularly in Southern Africa, less so the rest of the continent, there's this almost suspicion of foreign capital, whether it's Chinese typically or others, that they're somehow exploiting the continent. That's ideological nonsense, and I think we need to really, more Africa requires more globalization, more flows, if you will, and to plug into the global economy.
Outside of Dubai, are there other countries on the continent that have surprised you in a good way, where you're actually giving them a second glance?
Undoubtedly, Sasha. I mean, you see, Rwanda always comes to mind, but Rwanda is a very small country. GDP is probably 16, 17 billion US dollars. We're roughly maybe 400 billion in South Africa. But it's incredibly efficient. It's just a few weeks ago, it was announced, and the only African country in the top 30 in the world, ranked by the World Bank for ease of doing business. So Rwanda is shooting the lights off from being a functional, highly practical, pragmatic state, minimal, zero corruption, and a place that enables capital and business. Ethiopia is another one. Ethiopia is a case in point. The country was at almost boiling point socially, politically, a number of months ago. New leader came in, new generation. He's in his early 40s. And it's incredible what a sort of a breath of fresh air of new revitalized younger leadership, dare I say Obama style, has brought about in Ethiopia. And he's the new prime minister Abiy has been sort of spoken about and compared to sort of the Barack Obama of Ethiopia, and that's what's happening up there in that country. Morocco is another one. Morocco is a fantastic manufacturing platform. Morocco is becoming what Mexico is to North America in terms of manufacturing platform from the south. Morocco is to France and Southern Europe. So these are the countries, really. I think Ghana is coming right to an extent on the back of rising oil prices and getting its debt issues managed. Ivory Coast as well. I think, unfortunately, many countries in Southern Africa are lagging our own regional peers in terms of growth trajectory.
Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Martin Davis, who is from Deloitte Africa.